WildTalkRadio.com.
Theme song!
Listen up, Slapnut. This is Jeff Jarrett.
Hey, this is Trish Stratus.
This is the undisputed future of WWE, Seth Rollins.
Hey, this is Kane from WWE.
This is TNA Superstar EC3.
Hey, this is Gail Kim.
This is WWE Superstar Natalya.
Hi, this is Brie.
And this is Nikki. And we're the Bella Twins.
This is Pat Patterson.
The greatest man that ever lived always likes a good rack. And you're listening to the greatest rack.
Stratisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
I heard y'all wanted to hear a bedtime story.
Bottle boom! Realest guys in the world.
How you know?
I love kickball.
I'm back, taking souls and digging holes.
With your host.
They've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you. Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
And you can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
This right here means I'm the champ that runs the camp.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
I knew you'd come.
Who knew you'd be hated for being who you are? And be a big target for all the insecure.
And good evening, everyone. Welcome to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to our friends over at Wrestling Figure Photography. Follow the journey today at Instagram.com/MBG1211. I am your host, Lindsay Ward. And, well, we have a surprise for everybody, because in addition to the co-host slash handyman slash producer Sir Rockin, we are joined by the, I'm going to screw it up, but be all end all of the Wild Talk Radio Network, the Omega!
No, you got that absolutely right.
Yes!
You forgot one thing, though.
What?
Mr. Fancy Dress himself, the Omega.
Yes, he got dressed up for this.
I'm all fancy.
He did his hair and everything. We're very, very proud of him.
You can interact with us live at WildTalkRadio.com, RackRadioShow.com. You can tweet us at WildTalkRadio, at RackRadioShow, or at Linsword throughout the evening. You can also listen on TuneIn Radio, because we're streaming live right there. Just search WildTalkRadio.
We're everywhere. We're just everywhere.
Pretty much. We're all over the interwebs tonight.
WildTalkRadio.com. We're taking over, damn it. Where's that whole feud thing from a while ago, or whatever it was? We're winning. Are we red or blue? I'm not sure.
We're green.
All right, that works. Go green.
I like that.
We're green. Fair enough. So we're doing things a little bit differently tonight because we have a lot to talk about. We're going to be talking TakeOver. We're talking SmackDown. We have Survivor Series, NXT. I mean, we have a lot. So we're doing a little sprinkling of news because thankfully it was a very slow news week. And then we're going to jump right into NXT TakeOver because Omega has been, you know, our NXT analyst.
Yeah, analyst, correspondent, whatever you want to call him. He's a thing because other shows don't let him talk about it.
Yeah, I call it the one guy on the other show that actually wants to talk NXT.
So we let him speak here.
So he's always welcome to come here. He's our correspondent. We're going to talk NXT with him, but I say we jump right into news about our friends over at Gerwick.net and TNAsylum.net, the haven for TNA fans. And we have to talk about the biggest story of the week, which is Joey Styles has been fired from multiple promotions, including Evolve, for a rather tasteless comment he made to a female coworker that had to do with Trump and grabbing a certain part of the female anatomy. Joey, why? Like, I get you were trying to be funny. I get Gabe told you to not tell the joke or not to do the thing or whatever, and you did it anyway, but dude, really?
Yeah, he did the thing. He even said it right before he said the joke. that Gabe Sapolsky told him not to.
It's just one. Sometimes it's one of those things you do where he did say he was panicking, and sometimes the thing that you think you don't want to do is the first thing you do, just because that's the only thing in your head at the time.
This is true. This is very, very true.
But yeah, that's what the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man was all about.
But he should have not have said, "Oh yeah, he told me not to do it." If you're saying that out loud, then that's not the right thing.
Probably.
Because he said it, because I heard the actual thing. Was it a great joke? No. Did it get over? No. People went, oh, okay. But the overreaction to it is a little much.
Yeah. I mean, people have been a little rude about this. I'm not going to lie, but there's a lot of really charged emotions right now with everything that's just going on right now in the U.S. This is for international listeners. So people are highly sensitive. People are going to take things really wrong. He's been fired from several other promotions due to that comment.
Chikara, Beyond Wrestling. I don't understand why they fired him, since the reason he got fired from Evolve was not because of the tasteless joke. It's because he defied orders.
But it's association.
I get it, but it's... Chikara even came out and put out a new no-tolerance policy for any sort of comments and stuff like that. So they're really going for it, and it's just the way society is right now. We're on eggshells.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so Mickie James came out, she defended Joey Styles, she told him to hang tough, Mickie and Gabe got into it a little bit over Twitter.
But they saw eye to eye at the end, like, she understood where he was coming from. She understood, so they're good.
Yeah, no, I mean, it wasn't a bitter thing where they were shouting at each other, but basically she stated her side of it, or her opinion on it, Gabe shot back, and they met in the middle and the end, which is what you want.
It is.
Because anymore, it's like people shoot off on Twitter, and it's like, oh god, stand back.
Yeah. And now Joey Styles still can't call Backlash.
Damn it.
I mean, it's Backlash. My god. Backlash.
They'll have to get him for December to Dismember or whatever it is. December to Remember or whatever it was.
No, you had it right the first
time. It's not worth remembering. That's why you can't remember it.
Yeah.
But it is on the WWE Network.
Show that got Paul Heyman fired. Bless.
Tanked an entire division of the company.
That's a brilliant move.
Yeah.
That takes skill.
Anyway, moving on, because, you know, speaking of an entire division of the company, and we'll get into this when we do the SmackDown Throwdown, the women's division of WWE got into it on Tuesday night, and well, because of that, we have a blame Brent.
Bones breaking, backs cracking, shoulders snapping. It's this week's Injury Roundup.
It's not severe. A trip to the dentist will fix it. But Nikki Bella cracked/chipped her tooth on SmackDown on Tuesday and was looking a little ratchet on Talking Smack, but I'm sure she'll get it fixed for Sunday.
Hashtag blame Brent.
He's going after teeth now.
That's just mean.
Do you like the Tooth Fairy?
No, The Rock wasn't there.
Fair enough.
But it is his favorite The Rock movie.
Ah, this is a point.
And last but certainly not least, on the news front, this was brought to you by TNAAsylum.net, the haven for TNA fans, because yes, at long, long last, at least for right now, the TNA saga, as TNA turns, is over. TNA and Billy Corgan have finally settled things. Corgan got his check, and everything seems to be copacetic for the moment, although I think Corgan is going to continue to pursue legal options of another varying nature as time goes on. But we'll see.
We'll see. He's supposed to do interviews at some point. It was supposed to be this week, but he hasn't done anything this week, so maybe at some point we'll hear his side, the real side of the story from his end. But at least there's closure. That's all that matters. There's official closure.
Thank God.
Yeah, because it got tiresome to report it every single week. Oh, hey, this week they're being sued by this person, and this person's suing them, and they're out of money. Yay.
Yay.
The sky is also blue.
Yeah, after a while it was, oh, hey, look, TNA's getting sued. Take a shot.
Pretty much.
Though they are still probably going to be sued by their photographer. But anyway.
Well, I mean, Lee's only been working for them since the beginning.
He took to Twitter asking about invoices. From April.
You
wonder why there's no photos on ImpactWrestling.com. That would be why.
At least he was smart enough to hold them back.
Yeah, yeah. So, as TNA turns, it's over for now.
Yay! But that does it for the news. And now we're going to do NXT TakeOver.
Yes, that's why Omega is here to help us run down the show. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and we're going to make history on this show tonight because the 8-Ball and the Sim disagree on all five NXT TakeOver matches.
Ooh.
So, we're going to start with the Dusty Rhodes Classic, Tag Team Classic Finals. It is the Authors of Pain versus TM61, with Paul Ellering suspended above the ring inside a shark cage.
Because, let's just get kinky. Because, why not?
So, Omega, thoughts and opinions on this match?
I never understand the shark cage thing, other than... It's such a silly way to just say the manager can't be out there. It's hysterical. It's old school.
One of my favorite ones, going back to Survivor Series, I believe, what, 96? It was Undertaker and Mankind.
With Paul Bearer.
With Paul Bearer hanging above the ring in the cage, and he's screaming the entire time.
So every time you string somebody up by that cage, I just want someone with a kendo stick to treat him like a pinata. Never happens.
Never happens, but I didn't even know, like, this was a stipulation until I watched NXT this week. It's like, wait, what? We're adding this? Okay. That's different.
Yeah, when Regal said it, he's like, oh yeah, you know, we're going to suspend you in a cage above the ring. And I was like, wait.
What?
What? Why don't you just ban him from ringside? That seems like it'd be a lot easier, but no.
No, Paul Ellering is too dangerous for that.
Let's just lock him in a cage and put him above the ring and give them all sticks, because why not?
So, the reason behind it is because he interfered in the last matchup with the Authors of Pain, so they're trying to keep him away. And I get that, but, it's a little much.
Where is the ringside.
Where is this? Yeah, like, this seems unnecessary. Like, I wonder where the cage is every time Ziggler and Miz have a match.
Logical booking. Not so logical booking. Triple H, Vince McMahon. Anyway.
To be fair, it would be really hard to get the Spirit Squad and Maurice in that cage.
Oh, but fun trying.
Fun trying, but difficult.
You can get more than one cage.
Or they could just get a bigger cage.
That too.
You know what? They could get the King of the Mountain cage.
They tried. they tried getting it, but Dixie wouldn't sell.
We don't know that.
Why don't you just hold it in the elimination chamber and just keep everybody in one of the chambers? Just don't open it. Just leave them there.
Because it wouldn't fit for NXT anyway.
You mean more for...
Actually, you know what? No, that would be an interesting twist.
What, keeping everyone in the chamber?
Keeping the wrestlers in the chambers and just letting the managers duke it out.
Oh. Oh, we may have a possible blame brand happening on the NFL game right now. Newton is checking his hand.
I have you in fantasy, you bastard! Don't be hurt!
He's... pulling at his fingers, it's not a good sign.
Well, maybe he has to relieve some pressure elsewhere.
Anyway, so the Dusty Rhodes Classic. I don't know if this, out of all the teams in it, this seems like the least appetizing battle of them all we could have had.
I wanted Gargano and Ciampa.
We'll get them later, because they're getting a title shot, but I don't know, I dug the team of No Way Jose and Rich Swann. I really dug them as a team. It's a shame Aries got hurt. You have to wonder, maybe they were in line for the finals?
I don't know so much, because the Rhodes Classic always seems to be to build up people in the tournament. Like, last time we had it to, build up a championship feud. You know, that was Balor and Joe. You know, this time it feels more like we're building up the next big competitor for the tag division, period.
Yeah, but I have low expectations for this match. Like, when it comes to TakeOver, you really expect high-quality matches. Everything I've seen from the Authors of Pain, they're not ready for the stage, but they're on the stage, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's that they're not ready. I think it's more we just don't know who they are. Because they just sort of, like you said, they threw them out there. We don't really know anything about them other than they're with Paul Ellering. And there's no explanation as to why they're out there in SWAT suits. There's just none. It's like, were they the S.H.I.E.L.D. rejects? You know, like, what's going on with these guys? What is the story behind these guys? Everybody else has a story of some variation.
And could we have given them easier names to say as well, by the way?
They have names?
Razor and Akam.
Okay, one of those is a Ninja Turtle villain. I don't buy it.
Can we just call them Bebop and Rocksteady?
We could, but I think we would be sued for copyright reasons.
So...
just saying.
B-Rock and Rock Boop?
B-Boop and Steady Rock? That work? I don't know. Anyway.
That's not any easier to say.
No, it's not. No, it really isn't. Anything we come up with, they could just come up with Steve and Sam. How about that? I don't know.
They are not worthy of the name Steve.
Oh, they're not worthy of the name Steve? They're not on that level yet?
They are not on the Steve level yet. No, we are not calling them Rock Boop. Okay?
That's what this show is.
No, you have to understand. I watch NXT really, I watch wrestling in general pretty much on mute or really low volume because I can take announcers, but only so much of the announcers. So if they say people's names, I have no idea what their names are.
And they only got names like 4 weeks ago. So it hasn't been very long since they've actually given them names.
Thank you.
For a while was Tattoo Guy and the other guy.
Really pushing the creativity there.
That's what Corey Graves would call them, the tattoo one and then the other one. Like, okay.
Hey, right. If the announcers are baffled...
Then we're all baffled. I know. Anyway.
There's something intentional about leaving things nameless to make them more intimidating, though. Sorry, it's to the point to where you can't even identify them. They just come out there and break things. It's why Goldberg was such a big deal when he didn't say anything.
Yeah, I can see that point. And they don't really say anything, but it's more... They have to be called something.
And they chose Rezar and Akum.
Like, Rezar's okay. Akum. Like, Akum. What the hell is Akum?
It's probably Akam. Or if it's not Akam, it should be pronounced Akam.
That's not how they pronounce it.
No, that's how they should be.
Akum and
Rezar. Just make it Toka and Rezar already so I can live out my Ninja Turtle fantasies.
They say no.
Copyright.
They already
stupid copyright. They got that close with Rezar.
But you can get the Undertaker Ninja Turtle if that makes you feel better.
It's so creepy to me.
Can I just have the Undertaker and we'd be done with it?
I can offer you Ninja Turtle Undertaker.
There's a Ninja Turtle Undertaker. There's a zombie Undertaker. It's getting just too far now.
I've seen the zombie figures. They're not that. They're kind of nasty looking.
That's the idea.
I know, but still they're nasty.
I don't know if you... Yeah.
There's also Undertaker candy bar now.
There's a Bray Wyatt candy bar too. Can you tell we really don't want to talk about the past? At all?
All right.
This is a Dusty Rhodes classic.
Rail.
We're so excited. Oh yeah, New Day has chocolate coming out.
Yeah, and so does they made like 8 other candy bars, because candy.
Yeah, and half of them are milk chocolate, because creative.
Alright, who you got, Omega?
Not ready as they might be, I'm picking the Authors of Pain. I feel like this is trying to set up established teams, or two established teams in the NXT. It just feels like they need it more than TM61 does.
Lindsay?
Yeah, I'm going with Authors of Pain because I have a feeling that the belts for the tag division are going to change at this pay-per-view, and they're going to go on Gargano and Ciampa, but we'll get to that when we get to that. So you need a heel tag team ready to take them on, and also they have time with TM61. I think they're maybe pushing the Authors of Pain to come through a little bit quicker and get up to the main roster a little bit quicker so they can have that monster tag team to replace some of the people that they've lost.
I'm going to go Authors of Pain as well. Last year we had the babyface team win the Dusty Rhodes Classic. Let's go with the heel this year. And you've kept the Authors of Pain undefeated for a reason. TM61 beating them in the Dusty Rhodes Tag Team Classic does nothing for either side, so Authors of Pain. The video game says TM61, while the Authors of Pain are chosen by the 8-Ball.
How did you send them?
I downloaded them.
Somebody made TM61?
And the Authors of Pain.
Alright.
Someone has a lot of time.
Side note. People who made them really love the Authors of Pain and TM61. They were overalls 101.
Oh my god.
I had to go in and change that to make it accurate. But they
put them on my Survivor Series team.
They're now like 79s. You really want them? So yeah, that's just how that goes. Please, people, if you're going to create a wrestler, just sort of make them normal. I know you really love them. 101 overall is like chill.
No. No, put Bray Wyatt over 5,000.
Okay, moving on. The glorious one, Bobby Roode, takes on the perfect 10, Ty Dillinger. What I liked on NXT this week, they were doing a video package promoting this match, and they went back in time when Ty Dillinger was on ECW on Sci-Fi.
Yeah, I'm shocked they not acknowledged that.
Did they acknowledge Stan?
I almost expected him to.
They have on, someone has on Twitter, but they don't on TV. I thought that was a nice tie-in. They talked about how he got fired, and they made it a real good story for Ty Dillinger. They have something with him. I don't know how far it goes, though.
I don't think it's going to be anything spectacular. I mean, honestly, as much as I love Ty Dillinger, I don't see what he's doing right now carrying him all the way to the main event. I think it's really solid for the mid-card. I think it's perfect for mid-card, actually, but just in terms of going to that next level, it's not there yet, because I don't think he's found that gear with the character. He's still, I think, figuring out who the character is.
Yeah, and his character has a lifespan to it. And then there's Bobby Roode, who's just earmarked for greatness right now. And they're going to be in Toronto. Saw what what Brooklyn did. Can only imagine what his own home country will do.
Oh my god.
Well, they're both Canadian.
I understand this, but it's Bobby Roode. They're gonna, he has lyrics to his music.
But he's from Calgary. Do we know that Toronto likes Calgary? Where's Tim?
Wait, Bobby Roode's not from Calgary.
Yeah, he is.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
Bobby Roode is from Toronto.
He used to be billed from Calgary.
Scarborough, Toronto, Canada.
He used to be billed from Calgary.
No, he's been billed from Wall Street in Manhattan and Toronto.
Swear to God, when he was in TNA, he got billed from Calgary.
Wikipedia disagrees with you.
Okay, really? We know how people can edit Wikipedia.
I understand this, but they're pretty much accurate most of the time. Just saying. So if you can find proof that TNA introduced him from Calgary, Alberta, Canada, because I never remember that, ever, just pointing that out.
Not right now. We're on the air. Not right now.
So stay tuned for a special edition of the Rack at some point in the next week or so, where she tries to find this on the internet.
Well, I mean, you know, if I can call Taker's hair right, and you tell me I'm wrong.
No, I said it was a wig.
No, you said he wasn't going to wear the wig.
I understand this.
And what happened on Tuesday?
Talk about it when we do the Taker segment later.
Made your fancy poll. You had turned everybody against me. I was the only one that figured he was wearing hair on his head. Everybody's like, no, he's not going to wear a wig.
People on the internet disagreed with you, too. Just saying. So did Omega.
Hey, don't drag me into this.
Oh, I'm dragging you into it, because you said he wasn't going to be wearing a wig on Tuesday.
That man has never appeared out of gimmick on WWE TV, ever. So if the last time he showed up, he had hair, guess what? He's showing up with hair. Lest we forget when he shaved his head and he put the wig on for the first time, so he just didn't walk out there looking like a bald gerbil.
I know, we went back and watched that. That wasn't pretty. It really wasn't pretty. Anyway, back to the match. This should be a pretty solid match. Wouldn't say match of the night, but it'll be pretty good.
Which one are we talking about again?
Bobby Roode.
Okay.
You got sidetracked by Taker, didn't you?
Tangents, rails, we did, no, never mind. Again, numb.
Anyway, who you got, Omega?
Wait, hang on, I have to edit back a Wikipedia page real quick. Okay, I'm done.
Okay, you good?
I'm good.
All right, who you got?
Roode. I feel like Ty can take a loss here, but they know they've got something with Roode, and they're going to keep it going as long as they can get away with. I mean, Ty's got some good momentum right now. He's got the crowd behind him, which is great to hear after serving Job Squad for so long in NXT. Like, I'm happy he's found this niche and he's starting to find some ground with the audience. This is good. You know, I don't think it's the right time to pick up on it though. Like, I think this has some legs beyond that. But Roode, yeah, he's got to stay glorious right now.
Out of all the matches on the show, I wouldn't be surprised if they pulled the switch and had Ty go over in a quick roll-up upset win to screw over Bobby Roode. I wouldn't be surprised by it.
I wouldn't either.
Because out of all the other matches, it's pretty much...
Well, yeah, this is absolutely a coin flip.
Yeah, because you know how the last minute they like to change things. I'm going...
Gotta mess with the smarts.
Yes, you do. I'm going Bobby Roode. Lindsay, who are you going with?
As much as I want them to pull the switcheroo, I don't think Ty Dillinger is the right person to hang that first loss on Roode. I think you need to save that, and again, this is no shot at Dillinger at all, but I think you need to save that. Roode is probably getting pointed at the title sooner rather than later, probably after Joe is done with Shinsuke. Would not be surprised if Roode doesn't come next, because you need that really solid heel, and so I think losing to Ty is not going to do Roode any favors. I don't think it'll do Ty much favors either, because if Roode loses, say he gets that quick roll-up and Ty wins, Roode will come back and he'll beat Ty.
Yeah.
And then you have a 50-50 situation where you've got to go to a blow-off, and then Roode will probably win that because they're not going to sacrifice Bobby Roode for Ty Dillinger. They're just not going to do it because Roode is, as you said, destined for greatness. He's going on to bigger and better things, either in NXT or on the main roster, because I don't think he's meant to be down there very long, so they're trying to get what they can out of him before they send him up. And that could include a run with the title, because I think Shinsuke's getting ready to go up too.
We'll see. So, Roode?
Roode.
The video game has Bobby Roode, while the 8-ball says Ty Dillinger. Alright, the NXT Women's Championship is on the line. Asuka versus Mickie James.
This is going to be epic. This is going to be so damn epic.
Mickey, please don't die.
Basically.
Stay away from the train tracks.
Not that. Die. James Storm didn't sign.
And Bobby hasn't talked to him since March.
Supposedly.
Supposedly. According to Bobby himself. Anyway, this is just going to be really good. There's no build to it. It's just, hey, I'm Mickey James. I'm coming for you. Because the other women aren't ready for you.
Yeah.
That's the story. So, which is fine because they're building up Peyton Royce and Billy Kay and Ember Moon.
Yeah.
And all alike. So, Triple H came out and said, we're trying to, you know, they're not ready yet. So, we're going to let them percolate a little bit. And we're going to go with the girls. We're going to bring in Mickey James. So,
honestly, watching NXT this week, I mean, I'm starting to see signs of the cohesion coming back to the division.
Like, yeah.
It's nice to see that they're, like, it's taken them a while, though, not surprisingly, to recover from losing everyone in the Divas Revolution and then losing Bayley as well.
And then you took Carmella and you took Nia Jax.
You took the women's division, then you took everyone for the brand split who weren't quite ready to go up, but hey, whatever.
Yeah, I mean, you really took the top two heels, you took the top baby face.
The only one you left with Asuka.
And Asuka had to stay, but we're seeing the cohesion, and honestly, I like that they're letting percolate, because we could get matches that we're not expecting to see, like Mickey versus Asuka, because I'd rather them build somebody and have somebody be ready for her than them just run through the division. Like, it's nice to see that they're acknowledging that, hey, the girls aren't ready yet.
And I wouldn't be surprised for the Rumble. They wait and pull someone else out. I mean, they could do Liv and Asuka on a pay-per-view at the takeover in January, probably. Because Ember Moon versus Asuka is a WrestleMania weekend match.
That's going to be epic when that happens.
So you got to stall until then, because that's where it's all going to. That's the collision course.
Yeah. She's the only one that kind of build and persona that could take on Asuka right now. Like, that, she's billed as the Asuka killer, the same way Asuka was billed as the Bayley killer.
Right, and by that point, Asuka will be undefeated in NXT for a year and a half, if you get to WrestleMania. So, that would be a nice collision course if you can get there. And building the division underneath is a very smart thing to do. So bringing in Mickey James, letting her be the one to get a great match out of Asuka is a really good thing. Because we know Mickey Russell still, so it's not like she's been sitting on the sidelines for years not doing anything. She works. She had a baby, and now she's back in the ring, and she's working, so.
Well, it's a major WWE event. Why would you bring in somebody who used to be a wrestler but hasn't been doing anything in a long time?
Just gonna let that shot just sit there, simmer. People can take that one in. Anyway, who you got, Omega?
This is Asuka. You don't stop the bullet train at this point.
Lindsay.
Asuka.
Yeah, I'm going with Asuka. Eight balls. Go ahead.
It's for the title. If it wasn't for the title, I would say Mickey stood a ghost of the chance. But because it is for the title and Mickey is coming in for a one-off, they're not going to put the title on her for a one-off.
Yeah.
Oh. Crap, they're pulling Newton. Crap.
That's not Newton.
Yeah,
that,
it was.
That was 23. That's not Newton. That was the dude who was laying down on the side. That wasn't Newton.
Are we sure?
Yeah, I'm positive. That was 23. Newton's number one.
Okay. Anyway, I'm sorry. Continue.
They haven't scored yet? Okay, I can't play the center. So, I'm going Asuka. We're all going Asuka. A-Ball's going Asuka. Simulation goes Mickey James. Mickey, though, she has a really good match. Maybe it'll sign her to a contract.
Wouldn't hurt to have a veteran down there.
Either down there or up on the main roster and working with the likes of Charlotte and Bayley and Sasha and Becky and Natty and all that. Wouldn't it be the worst idea?
I don't know if she wants the schedule, though. That's the thing. Because she's got the baby.
I heard she was open to it. It may not be like a full-time on-the-road schedule, but working TV, she can
yeah.
do.
We got plenty of people in the WWE now that are on part-time contracts. It's not such a big deal anymore.
And Magnus is at home. He can watch the baby.
I know. It's thinking about that and thinking if that's what she'd really want
see,
to do.
There's Newton. He was on the sideline. He's good.
All right.
He had a towel on his head.
Well, that's his thing.
That's his thing. Unlike his weird hats that he wears or the cleats he was wearing. Anyway, moving on.
He's a football fashion expert now, y'all. But no, I think that would be fine, and I think that would be good for her to go to Raw simply because she can replace Paige. They need to find somebody to replace Paige.
Actually, she may be better on SmackDown, working with Carmella, working with Alexa.
No.
That wouldn't be bad for them.
No, she needs to go to Raw.
Wouldn't be bad for them.
It wouldn't be bad for them, but you've got Summer out, you've got Paige out.
I mean, SmackDown's got some veterans in there with Natalya. Like, I don't think you need that there.
Yeah, Natty and Naomi, Becky, I mean, they have really seasoned hands on SmackDown, and I think the division is a lot deeper on SmackDown than it is on Raw.
Yeah, let's be fair. Your veteran on Raw is Alicia Box.
You have Emma.
That's a bad thing.
You have Emma.
We don't know what Emma's going to be.
No, I'm talking like veteran. Like, Emma's still not veteran. I mean, we're talking like been around longer than Bella's.
Or same, or about the same time as Bella's.
About the same time as Bella's. Which we got a really education on Total Divas last night. You check out the Rock Extra for all that juicy gossip. Available now at rockradioshow.com. Moving on. Tag team titles are on the line. Best 2 out of 3 falls match. The Revival versus DIY. They've done this well.
Mm-hmm.
They've built it up very well. You had the Revival back out of the Dusty Rhodes Classic match with they were supposed to have with the DIY. We saw what they could do in Brooklyn. We've seen what they can do before Brooklyn. This could be match of the weekend.
This will be match of the weekend.
This is going to be good.
There's no doubt in my mind. These two teams are incredible. You put 2 out of 3 falls on top of it.
And if they give them time.
Which well, it's 2 out of 3 falls. How do you not give them time?
We've seen 2 out of 3 fall matches in the past where they give them 10 minutes to get 3 falls done. It's a thing. No, you give them 30 minutes, and these two teams can really go 30 minutes. It's going to be amazing. And no, don't do the first fall in 5 minutes. We've learned that sucks. Build to the first fall, and then the second fall, and the third fall. Give it a nice build. But they're going to have a really good match. Go ahead.
Let them have a match before you do the first fall. Like, let them wear each other out to get to the first fall. Build the story. Tell the story.
What was the match that did that? I'm trying to remember.
It was recently.
It was very recently, and it's
and it was on NXT.
Was it on NXT?
I think it was. Or was it Sammy and Owens?
I don't know if it was Sammy and Owens. But it just happened recently. And it sucks I can't remember it off the top of my head.
Because it was really good.
It was really good. They worked it. Oh my god, what was it? This sucks. I can't remember it.
Chat room, do you know?
Anyone?
Three wrestling experts.
Can't remember.
No, no credibility no. Dying as we speak.
I've drank since then. I'm just... I have drank since then.
I don't drink. I have no excuse.
You've Pokemon since then?
I've Pokemon since then. It's a hell of a drug, I'm telling you.
He falls. Let's see. Cesaro and Zayn. No, that's not it. Bayley and Alexa.
No.
Wasn't it?
No.
No?
No. Wasn't Bayley and Alexa, because they haven't done one.
No, that's not it. As we sit here and live...
Figure this out. Anyway.
So figure this out.
All right, I'm going to figure this out really quickly. Anyway, Omega, who you got in this match?
Oh, dear God. You know, it's in my fantasy pool. I got to go DIY. Like, I feel like they're setting them up with the Authors of Pain.
It does seem like that's the collision course, doesn't it?
That and something tells me Revival might be close to a call-up.
Well, if you saw one of their tweets, they're wondering how they're not called up yet.
Yeah. Well, I'm looking at, like, the SmackDown tag team division right now and realizing, like, there's almost no one there that's not a joke act.
Is there really a SmackDown tag team division?
We had a bunch of them there on SmackDown. There's at least 9 teams I counted.
I wouldn't consider the Headbangers and the Spirit,
Squad
as teams.
Zayn and Joe?
May have been Zayn and Joe. Mm-hmm. May have been Zayn and Joe. Sounds about right.
Back in March?
Yeah, that might be it. Sitting here going through pay-per-views. That might be it. Anyway.
Or was it the Revival in American Alpha?
That may have been it.
There's too many choices!
No, because I'm thinking back at the match. No, because Joe beat the crap out of Sammy. So yeah, it may have been... Yeah, it was. That's what it was. It was the tag match. Alright, there we go. Now we figured it out.
Problem solved.
Can everyone sleep at night now?
Yes.
No.
Never.
But that was for other reasons. Who you got, Lindsay?
I'm taking DIY. I think their time has come. The Revival have held the belts for a while. They've run out of competition. They need to change it over because I have a feeling the Revival is going up at some point soon. Maybe not right away, but at some point very soon, we'll see the Revival go up. So it's time for DIY.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to see Gargano with the title because it's going to be adorable.
Yeah, let's go DIY. It's time. we thought it was time in Brooklyn. Now it's definitely time.
Unless they're going to New Day us.
It's all hope for DIY. The A-Ball has DIY. The Simulation, though, has the Revival. And this brings us to the main event. The Brooklyn rematch. Shinsuke Nakamura versus Samoa Joe.
This is going to be epic. This is going to be absolutely 100% epic.
This is going to be brutal.
I fully expect them to beat the ever-living crap out of each other. Again. Like they did the first time.
Now.
But more.
We all know how good the match is going to be. Can they top the violin?
Oh,
man. I don't know if they can. They may bring the dude back.
Because, like, that's the real thing. We know about the match. We know how awesome the match is going to be. It's Joe and Nakamura. They're going to tear the house down. And we're going to see a different side of Nakamura. He's more intense this time because of the beating Joe put on him a few weeks ago. So he's out for revenge, and poor security guards have died because of Joe.
Yeah, mainly because Shinsuke has taken them out single-handedly.
Yep, it's been a thing.
That's why you kind of want Shinsuke and Brock.
Shinsuke and Brock would be good. Shinsuke and Joe would... I mean, Brock and Joe would be good as well.
Oh god, Brock and Joe would be brutal.
One of these guys is headed to the main roster.
It's Joe.
It's gotta be Joe, right? He's gotta be going up. Put him on SmackDown. Let him cause chaos there. I think he served his NXT time.
With Shinsuke, you have so many more stories to build, and it's something that... I think you have a little bit more heel competitors to challenge than you do have face. So if you leave the belt on Shinsuke, you can have him just continue to establish the roster and hold down the roster. And if he stays down there a little bit longer, that's fine. Because I think he's still adjusting to being in the States full time.
Yeah.
Right. And their plan is probably till Mania to keep him there and then go on. And I think Joe will probably stick around another month in NXT.
I think Joe goes up at the Rumble. Yeah, I think that's Revival where... goes up at the Rumble.
Yeah, Joe probably will debut in the Rumble, I get this hunch. If not before. His time... He spent the last year challenging for the championship in NXT, I think.
And it's been epic.
Once you once you reach that point and and you get your rematch, just ask Bo. They drag you out kicking and screaming.
And chase you with police cars.
They chase you with police cars.
I miss that Bo Dallas so much.
Now we get bearded Bo.
We get dark side Bo.
We need to call Bray to perform an exorcism Bo.
I didn't know he already performed one, and that's why he's this way.
Actually, I read a really interesting theory about that.
Oh, no.
That, like, Bray and Bo are really brothers, and Bray, you know, because Bo is not affected by the whole demon possession thing. Bray practices all his magic on him, and so Bo knows how to reverse, like, all of Bray's magic and fix all of it and, like, make it better. And, you know, they have to frequently go get Bo because Bo has Bray's blood, so they can do the whole blood sacrifice thing to bring Bray back.
Wow.
Screws up. Yeah, this went in depth. It was hilarious, but it went in depth.
We need to bring back the Bo who goes, Bo! We need that Bo back.
Something happened to him in jail. I don't know what, but something happened to him in jail.
Well, you know what happens in jail.
I don't want to think about that.
I prefer to think the Lion King did it to him.
It's Ash.
It's just something about Scar just clicked with him.
And to stay on the Bo train.
Bo, say, can you see?
I mean, bless the child. He's willing to do just about anything. Bless him.
All you have to do is believe!
Anyway, Shinsuke or Joe Omega?
Shinsuke. He's got more time in NXT to kill still, and more people to kill. So
Lindsay.
I know.
Go ahead, Omega. Sorry.
No, I was going to say, I would pretty much agree. It feels like Joe's closer to being ready. He'll most likely be coming up sooner than later.
Lindsay.
I say Shinsuke. He's got to get his payback on Joe for what he did to him and putting him in the hospital and everything. They're not ready to take that title off Shinsuke. It doesn't make sense to take it off of him. It doesn't make sense to put it on Joe when Joe's probably going to be going up in another couple months. So I'd say leave it on Shinsuke.
I go with Shinsuke as well. 8-Ball goes Shinsuke. The Simulation goes Samoa Joe. So that's NXT TakeOver preview with our analyst correspondent, TJ Omega. You have plugs, Omega?
I have several, as usual. You know, if you want to follow what I do, it's mostly at name TJ Omega, except for Facebook. I still hate that guy, but it's TJ Reviews over there. If you are the Twitter type, it is TJ Omega. YouTube is where I keep most of my content, also at TJ Omega, where I have multiple updates every week, and TJOmega.org, which is still under constant need for update.
Are you ever going to get that done?
I'm working on it.
No, you're not.
You've been working on it for like 10 years, dude.
It's all behind the scenes.
It's a good thing you're not TJ Reviews, because it'd be weird saying, joining us right now is TJ Reviews.
Yeah, that's a little odd.
Actually, we could just call him TJ and it would be fine. Joining
semantics,
us right now is,
semantics.
Is TJ. Yeah, that
follow the trademark.
Nice... Follow the trademark, yes. Follow the Omega, listen to the Omega, support the Omega, because he is awesome. But we're going to say goodbye to the Omega. And when we come back, we are doing Tweet of the Week, we're doing the SmackDown Rundown,
Throwdown,
whatever the hell it's called, and Survivor Series. So you're listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. We'll be right back.
Do you feel a little bit empty inside after The Rack goes off the air on Thursday nights? Well, don't fret, because The Rack has a little something extra for you, in the form of The Rack Extra. Join us as we review the weekly happenings with your favorite Total Divas. From start to finish, we give you our reactions to all the relationship drama, the infighting, and all the trips to the plastic surgeon's office. Join us as we get all up in that Kool-Aid of the Total Divas with The Rack Extra. Weekly right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Trust me, it's simply dabomb.com.
And the votes are in.
Alright, the voting is officially ended.
How many votes was there?
There were 912 votes.
Wow. That's the second to last vote. 911 was you, sub. That's a lot of fucking votes.
Thank you very much.
Actually, wait, no.
We almost got as many as Matt Hardy.
Wait, no, 913. I refreshed it at the end.
One good thing about this, no matter what happens and who wins, you're going to have all of us on the cabinet. Because one way or the
Unless
other, we're
going to win. I don't think Rob chose a single one of us, did he?
No, he didn't.
What a mess.
What? No, I picked Rob.
Yeah, he picked me.
Yeah, you picked Rock, the moderator. Right? He's the producer who doesn't produce anything. Come on now.
He hasn't said a bad thing about me all the time. He's been very polite.
That's because he has to seem like he's neutral. He's Switzerland for a reason, and you're rewarding Switzerland.
Hey, I like the chocolate.
Coming in fourth place with 4% of the vote.
Wait, what?
Jobber.
Coming in at fourth place with 4% of the vote
was candidate Subway making getting high great again.
What? I was last? Oh, this is fucking... I'm gonna go burn something. How the hell did Rob get above me? Rob didn't even get on Facebook.
Now, we have a tie for second place.
Wow.
Holy shit.
Really?
But, in the tie, because percentage-wise, one person has two more votes than the other, but you're still in the same percentage.
Damn, that's close.
So, coming in at third is Ace.
Yes!
Whoa! Woo! Holy dime shocks. I bet you, yeah, I know what happened. I swear to God, if Rob won, everybody hit in his name by mistake when they were supposed to be hitting my name.
Or my name was right above it, though.
Is it a couple of times when I went to go vote for me, I accidentally clicked on Jobber?
That was so pissed.
So, which means the president of the CB Radio Party is... the Lone Jobber, Jobber.
Woohoo!
Alright, so it boiled down to Jobber had 40% of the vote.
Holy fuck!
Rob's been in third place the entire time and pulled ahead tonight at the very end. It was boiled down to 257 votes for Rob, 255 for Ace. Both had 28% of the vote.
Wow. How many did Jobber have?
366.
Jesus.
Fucking nobody voted for me.
You know what? Thank you all. It proves that trying does matter.
Check out the entire CB Radio Party election fun at CBRadioLive.com. Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch!
From the big returns...
I didn't just make headlines last night. I turned the WWE Universe upside down. to the shocking moments.
The last time you and I together, we were in Brooklyn on Monday Night Raw. It was me, you, Rusev. Remember that? That was an amazing night. And then remember, you came to my hotel room and surprised me that night. Yeah, that was crazy. Remember that? And you told me you didn't want to be with Rusev anymore. You said he was big, he was hairy, he smelled like rotten testicles. And we did those special exercises. You showed me how to do the one-legged Russian vacuum. Yes! Remember I showed you how to do the Wisconsin wheelbarrow? Hey, we were just talking about you, kinda. And you guys still together? I heard you broke up.
We're actually engaged to be married.
You engaged to be married? Mazel! That's fantastic news! You got a hell of a woman here. She's flexible as all hell. Whoa! I mean, it's amazing!
And the moments that leave you speechless.
My name is Bo, and I'm here to say Flo Rida's disrespectful in a major way. You sucker punched my friend in WrestleMania 28. But I'd be upset too if I was named after this awful stain.
Oh, you got it.
You need to channel your negativity in a more productive manner. You hold an ace high, but I have a full house. Like, my name is Danny Tanner.
Oh!
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
This is WWE Superstar Natalya, and you're listening to the Rack Radio Show.
The open toes. She's got a good time wrapped in gold for you, for you. All red dress with the devil eyes, so obsessed with the camera lights.
And welcome back to the Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Brought to you by our friends over at Wrestling Figure Photography. Follow the journey today at Instagram.com/MBG1211. Also, a huge shout out to everybody listening to us over at Gerwick.net, RackRadioshow.com, and WildTalkRadio.com, and on TuneIn. Thank you so much for joining us. If you just tuned in, you missed the Omega. I'm sorry. You're going to have to go back and listen to the archive, because we talked all things NXT. We talked news. But now we're going to do Tweet of the Week.
Well, I used to be the kind of person spending time on MySpace until the spammers ended up taking over my place, and I was so bitter until I found Twitter. Ooh, a place where you can go ahead and write what you're feeling. 140 characters or less is what you're giving. My addiction starts to climb. I go to refresh my timeline, 'cause I won't stop tweeting. No more, no more. It cannot wait, I'm sure.
Now, before you get into your tweets, remember, everyone, go check out the Rack Extra Total Divas, where we talk to the one and only Natalya.
We're going to hit that like 3 more times, just so everybody knows.
And over and over again for a few weeks. So listen to the interview. Available now at RackRadioShow.com. Now tweets.
You good?
Yeah, I'm good.
All right. Bray Wyatt. Lost sheep can't lead wolves. Follow. Hashtag Survivor Series. He follows that up with, keep your elected official. No man leads me.
I was hoping you got that one.
Yeah, yeah. Tommaso Ciampa. Watching Mighty Ducks. Me. You ever go skating? Johnny, no. Me. Rollerblading? Johnny, I don't even know how to ride a bike. I now want videos of them teaching Johnny Gargano to ride a bike.
The one of the wives, whatever, Gargano's wife needs to teach Ciampa how to ride a bike.
No, Johnny doesn't know how to ride a bike.
Oh, Johnny doesn't. Then his wife needs to. Yeah, his wife needs to teach him how to ride a bike.
So, Johnny Gargano, watching SmackDown from 10 years ago, something tells me Cedric Von Hausen and attorney Thomas Whitney Esquire would make a great team. And it is a picture of Johnny Gargano dressed as an elf, and of course, Tommaso Ciampa, with hair.
I saw a video of him with the hair. It's weird.
It's really weird.
It's all now coming to the network. It's weird.
Johnny Gargano. He should have played Glorious Domination, hashtag NXT Coco, and it's a picture of Johnny and Tommaso sitting Indian style at the feet of the Drifter as he plays.
Drifter's back, everybody.
Drifter's back.
He was the return on NXT.
The Skillers tweeted, at WWE Rollins, you are the greatest WWE superstar. I was in Oberhausen when you almost beat Fight Owens Fight. Are you and Roman's but friends again? And Kevin Owens replies, yes, please tell us. We're all dying to know. And then Chris Jericho follows up with, yeah, why don't you tell us, man?
Drink it in, man.
Oh, God. Congrats, Tony Nese. It's long overdue. Also, here's a picture I made of you as a cowboy spaceman. And it's literally a picture of Tony Nese as a cowboy spaceman.
Hmm.
Tommaso Ciampa. Can't wait to Glorious Bomb Goldberg at Survivor Series during his backstage walk to the curtain.
Yes.
Hashtag life goals.
Yes. 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 Yes.
Do it.
Yes.
Do
yes.
it.
Yes. Yes.
Thomas Allen. I don't think so go one-on-one with Brock or Goldberg with no fake ass best friend to help you, you'll lose. That is legit what the dude said. And Kevin Owens replies, what do you have against punctuation and not sounding like a complete idiot? Johnny Gargano. Today is the 20-year anniversary of the release of the movie Space Jam, a.k.a. the day the world changed forever.
Hmm.
And finally, Renee Young. Tonight, it happens. It really happens. Chris Jericho is dragged into Unfiltered. Catch him. And it's an Instagram post. Long Instagram post. Not going to read it all. Anyway, Chris Jericho replies, I was tricked.
Yeah, he was tricked. He got put onto the thing, and he was not happy about it. But, you know, that's how that goes. Sometimes you're tricked into doing things you didn't think you would do. That's all. See, I was looking for a tweet that I can't find. What happened to it?
You didn't favorite it?
No, I didn't favorite it. Now I'm regretting not favoring it. I know. I should have favorited it. But I figured you were going to grab it, and you didn't grab it. There we go. Found it. All right, we're good now. We're good. All right, so I don't have many tweets. That's where I'm going backwards, and hopefully it loads. There we go. We will start with Al Snow. I believe that nobody actually works at Lowe's. They're all former customers who got lost in the store and couldn't find their way out. Fake Sports Center. Jay Cutler with back-to-back INT. Seems like the country is finally getting back to normal. Tyler Morrison. America is so screwed up. Bruce Springsteen is going to have to put out a triple album. Kyle Lewis. Keep it 5-star. Sheamus legit had a WWE 2K17 glitch and stood there for Roman Reigns to spear him. Hashtag Raw. Keep it 5-star. Uh-oh. Sin Cara's stepping up. Run, Kendrick. Keep it 5-star. Chris Jericho, Seth Rollins, and Braun Strowman is what happens when you choose a team in WWE 2K17 on random. Hashtag Raw. Someone tweeted, Xavier Woods, True Kofi, and Big E need to stay in the back and never come out. Big E replied, you're not the first woman to request this.
I almost grabbed that, but I figured you already had it.
Okay. Three-man booth. It's like two dads fighting at their kid's Little League game. Hashtag Goldberg versus Brock. Keep it 5-star. This looks like a sitcom where Daniel Bryan has his dominatrix wife, Natalya, are raising their teenage daughter, Alexa Bliss. And it's him with his head down and the two of them side by side next to him from SmackDown.
It's not a lie.
It really isn't. Chris Jericho. I heard The Undertaker threatened me last night on SmackDown. Hey, dead man, mind your own business, you stupid idiot. Because you know what?
You just made the list!
Yeah, let's see him say that to Taker's face on Sunday, if Taker's there.
Kate Upton. Hey, MLB, I thought I was the only person allowed to fuck Justin Verlander. What? Two writers didn't have him on their ballot. That got a lot of play all over the internet. Renee Young. I have no idea how I appointed myself the middleman in this situation. I never know when to sip my own tea. That's from Total Divas. Well played, Renee. And finally, Broken My Hearty. I'm sorry that you lost your fight to the bodybuilder at Aaron Thoughts. Aaron Stevens, a.k.a. Damien Sandow. I thought your resplendent trunks were magnificent, though. He replied, why, thank you. And technically, I didn't lose because you can't beat Fabulous.
I can't argue with that.
So we'll go to the SmackDown Throwdown.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to
this week's SmackDown Throwdown.
Yes! 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 Yes!
This one is summed up in three words. Taker, Taker, Taker.
Sat there for 2 damn hours. 2 hours waiting on him to show up. You got little snippets of him backstage. But 2 hours of where the hell is Taker? It was awful. I hated it. And then he went long. And they had to cut him off. Because they're like, dude, we have a hard cut. We have to go.
There was a legit hard cut. He was going down to do his thing, and they just cut him off. He couldn't even bow, or whatever.
It took him a little bit longer to get to the ring than they thought, and then the fans were chanting, and he is having to talk over the fans, which he doesn't like to do. You can tell, because they're all chanting, you still got it, and he's like, thank you, I have to keep going.
I have 5 minutes to get the speech out, okay, okay, okay.
Yeah, we're sitting here watching it like, dude, you got 2 minutes, hurry it up. I mean, I know it's thou shalt not rush the Undertaker, but time is of the essence, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
We learned one thing.
Taking souls and digging holes.
I'm not drunk right now. Tomorrow.
Tomorrow. But we learned that. We learned he approves of Shane McMahon as the commissioner. And if you screw up, he's coming to get you. And he's back.
He's back. WrestleMania is no longer going to define him. He was wearing a wig. And yeah, the main thing is he's back. Nobody knows in what capacity. Nobody knows what he's doing. There was a very emphatic, clear message laid down that basically he looked at everybody and was like, you win or you die. That was it. That was the message. And I found it hilarious because on the actual team, all of them but AJ have faced him. All of them. Because he was like walking down the line and he's like, F you, F you, F you, don't know you, F you.
Who the F are you?
Yeah, who the F are you? I've never seen you before. Stop, Shane. Let's go drinking later.
Pretty much, yeah.
That's kind of how it went. And they're all just looking at him like, AJ Styles was standing there with a level of reverence that I don't think I've ever seen him have.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he was looking at Taker like, holy crap. And then Bray giggled like a schoolgirl when Taker did the rest in peace, which was adorable.
Yeah, yeah. You heard Edge talk about the entrance on Talking Smack, and it's like, he's still in awe after all these years of the Taker entrance, because it's amazing.
I did have one issue with the Taker entrance, because clearly, this was the first time they'd ever done it. They didn't know how to shoot it.
With the new set.
So we got, like, 2 minutes of blue and fog and everything else, because they're shooting the entrance, and he's supposed to walk out, and there's fog and stuff everywhere, and it's like, you hear the crowd pop, and it's like, okay, he's out there. Somewhere.
Somewhere in the smoke and in the purple, he's there. The question remains, will he be there at Survivor Series?
He could be. I doubt it, but he could be.
Because that's this Sunday, live on the WWE Network. And let's start where we are at. Let's do the traditional 5-on-5. Team Raw, Kevin Owens, Chris Jericho, Roman Reigns, Braun Strowman, and Seth Rollins taking on Team SmackDown, AJ Styles, Dean Ambrose, Bray Wyatt, Randy Orton, and Shane McMahon. With the mascot, James Ellsworth, and tie it all together. So he's starting SmackDown. It means they gotta win this, right? Or is it more of a storyline if they lose?
I think it's more of a storyline if they lose. My only concern is if Taker's gonna come after people, I would hate to see him plow through someone like Dean or Bray, just because he's already gone through Bray. He's put Bray down twice. Bray needs to beat Taker if you're gonna do Bray and Taker again. Like, Bray needs to get that victory over him. Especially since he's hypnotized Randy Orton, and he's got Luke lurking around somewhere, technically Bray should be able to win.
And this matchup is really hard to book, because you have to protect a lot of people. Like, you have to protect Bray, because you don't want him taking early pin, but I have a feeling he may be one of the first couple people out.
And I will cry when that happens.
She will cry, and I'll have to console her, because it's going to happen. Because if you look at the people, I can see Randy going out first, but I don't know. Dean Ambrose is the number one contender, so they're not going to have him go out first. They're going to try to... They may take Shane out first to show he's a weak link, or they may try to play the underdog, which is Shane being the guy trying to survive.
I think Randy's going to go first.
He may.
Because Randy is Bray's little puppet, and it's going to be a test of Randy's faith, basically, for Bray, where he's going to send his soldier in, and Bray's going to hang on the sidelines and let Randy kind of do the dirty work, and then when Randy fails, then that's when Bray's going to get involved. I think Ellsworth is going to play a factor in this. Ellsworth is going to play a factor in this.
He may cost Dean.
He may cost Dean, or he may cost AJ.
He may get eaten by Braun Strowman.
Who knows?
And then on the other side, you have to protect Kevin Owens, you have to protect Roman Reigns, you have to protect Braun Strowman. Jericho could take a loss because it's Chris Jericho. Seth Rollins can take a loss because he has. So yeah, you know, more people on SmackDown, you kind of have to protect. It's going to be an odd match. They're going to get like 40 minutes, I would suggest, for all the talent involved.
I have a feeling that Raw is winning the men's. I call it a hunch, just because it's, again, they emphasize the A and B brand. Because I think the SmackDown women are going to win. We're just going to do all this right now.
Yeah, let's just go through it. Well, we can break it down as we go. Keep going.
And then the tag, I think Raw is going to win. I think it's going to go 2-1.
See, we're actually going to disagree. I think the Raw women are winning because this is booked one way. Bayley Soul Survivor. That's the way this is booked.
Yeah, I can see that. But I can also see it as they make her the weak link and she doubts herself and she has to build herself back up.
I can see that as well, but I'm going Team Raw for the women. For the tag?
Tag is really hard.
There's so much talent on Team Raw. It would make them look like a joke if they're losing to the Hype Bros and Heath Slater and Rhino. I'm sorry. It would.
Yeah, Raw, it kind of would.
Because Shining Stars are gone early. Breezango's gone early. So we're down to four teams. I don't know if they're eliminated by teams or by men. I don't know if it's by men, we're going to be here for a while. Maybe if one person from a team gets eliminated, they're all the teams eliminated. I don't know exactly how it is. They'll probably explain on the show at some point. American Alpha's going to stand out well. Heath Slater, Rhino. Rhino's going to be the guy. Usos are there to do a flying Uso, and that's about it. Enzo and Big Cass. Enzo will take a pin. He'll be eliminated. Gals and Anderson. Unless Sheamus and Cesaro end up costing the New Day because they can't get along, it's the only way SmackDown wins. Goes against everything I need, but I'm gonna go Raw for the men tag. So then I have to go SmackDown for the men. If I go Raw there. Yeah, that's how I'll do it. I'll go Raw for the women and the tag match, and for the men's, I'm going SmackDown. You're going Raw men, SmackDown women?
Raw tag team.
Okay.
Just because it's like, I know how they operate, and I can see how they give it to SmackDown for the women, but they have the Raw men win. Like, that's the sacrifice. Because, as we said before, the Raw women's roster is really not as established as the SmackDown's women's.
Now, I'll throw this out at you. Based on television, Raw got the better of SmackDown for men, right?
Yes.
And the Raw women got the better of... The SmackDown women got the better of the Raw women on SmackDown, right?
Right, but who's to say that the Raw women don't walk out on Charlotte? Or who's to say Dana doesn't screw it up?
She could. It could. It all could happen. I'm just throwing out scenarios.
I completely respect Bayley as the sole survivor, and I would love to see that. But I think, to me, it's just the cohesion for the Raw women isn't there. It's very much still the Charlotte and Sasha show, which there's nothing wrong with that, with Bayley kind of getting intertwined. And so it's, I feel like they're not going to put the Raw women over, because then they would have to eliminate Charlotte and Sasha and have Bayley be the sole survivor. I don't think they're ready to do that yet. They're holding... I know Bayley's going to be the next to challenge for the title, but I think they're sort of holding her back still a little. Because let's be real, it was super awkward to see Bayley beating down anybody.
Yeah, and that's why I quickly stopped. It lasted for less than a minute, then she was nowhere to be seen for a while. Because that's not who she is. Alright, so that's sort of how we go. I'm going to break it down. For the Raw men's match, Simulation has Raw. 8-Ball has SmackDown. For the women's, Sim has Raw, 8-Ball has SmackDown. For the 10-man tag, Raw and Raw for 8-Ball and Sim. Alright, we cool there?
We cool.
Cruiserweight title, Brian Kendrick versus Kalisto. If Kalisto wins, the title goes to SmackDown, and so does the division. I'm going to throw them out there now. Simulation has Kalisto, 8-Ball has Kendrick. From a financial standpoint, it makes sense moving the Cruiserweights to SmackDown. I would move them to SmackDown, because it hasn't worked on Raw. You could do one match of Cruiserweights on SmackDown, you get it done, and then you build into their show at 10 o'clock on the network. It makes sense to do it that way. I'm going with Kalisto. I know Brian Kendrick just got the belt, but Kalisto.
205 Live is on SmackDown. They're taping on SmackDown. It makes no sense to have them do two shows, plus the NXT house shows. That's too much. I think they can go to SmackDown. I think they'll fit better with SmackDown than they will on Raw. it's a little bit easier travel schedule for everybody. I say Kalisto gets the belt.
And I have no idea why the cruiserweights are upset that it's all riding on Kendrick. You have a job one way or the other. You're either working Mondays or Tuesdays.
Some of them may not want to work Tuesdays. They could have other plans.
I mean, we knew Triple H didn't want to work Tuesdays. That's why JBL was champion for SmackDown for a year.
Taker did.
Taker wants no part of Mondays. He's not a Monday person.
He is so not a Monday person.
It's a hangover on a Monday for him. He wants to sleep in. Anyway, so you're going with Kalisto as well?
Mm-hmm.
All right, Intercontinental title. So, The Miz versus Sami Zayn. So, you had two Raws already, right?
Yes.
So now you tied it up for SmackDown. So did I, amazingly enough. So now we have, now the breaker for Raw versus SmackDown is Miz versus Sami Zayn. It's amusing how that worked out. Zayn wins, IC title comes to Raw. Miz just got the belt on SmackDown. I really like the pairing of The Miz and Maurice with the belt. It makes a lot of sense. I could see a couple things. I could see Sami winning, and then The Miz and Dolph Ziggler get traded to Raw in exchange for SmackDown getting the belt back. So you take Sami and the belt. Even though it's going to Raw, you trade it quickly back to SmackDown with Sami Zayn, and SmackDown gives up Miz and Ziggler. I could see that.
See, because they're picking up the Cruiserweight title, I think the IC title goes to Raw, and you swap the Cruiserweight and the IC title.
Oh, I could see that. I'm just throwing out a scenario that could happen. I just wanted to throw it out there.
Because I
could see a trade like that happening, because Brian's mentioned he would want to trade The Miz, and that's a way to get the belt back, get rid of The Miz, and you keep the ever long-lasting Miz-Ziggler feud going, just put it back on Raw. Because then it gives you two... What it does is give you two talents for Raw to make up for the Cruiserweights. That said, I'm going Miz retains.
Yeah. I say I want to see Sami win it. I really, really do. As much as I like Miz, I like what Miz is doing. Once Ziggler and Miz are done, who's going to challenge him for the title? That's the thing. And you're going to have the titles lopsided, where Raw has the championship, the U.S. title, the tag belts, and the women's, and SmackDown's going to have one extra title with the Cruiserweights. I think the IC title goes to Raw.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing with the Cruiserweights having the belt on SmackDown. The belt really won't probably be on SmackDown. It would be on 205 Live.
We don't know that, though.
But it would more likely, the Cruiserweights will go to SmackDown and showcase there, but the belt probably would be on 205 Live more than it would be on SmackDown. It would make only sense that way.
But it'll still show up.
You would still have the champion
there. Like that, they may not contest it on SmackDown. They may contest it on 205 Live, but the thing is it's like, the title is going to be with the SmackDown brand, whether it's on TV or not. It's there.
Yeah.
So now you have them with the World Heavyweight title, the IC title, the Cruiserweight title, the tag, and the women's. So they've got five. Raw's got four. And it's going to be lopsided either way, because that's how it worked out, where they haven't created an additional title to balance all the numbers, but it's like, I can just see the IC title going to Raw simply because there's more people there that can contest for it. There are more names, because it's like they're not going to put the likes of Zayn and Neville and so on and so forth into the Cruiserweight division. They purposely held them out of it, which means they have other plans for them. So I can see, again, the IC title goes to Raw, and you have those people contest for it, and then you have the U.S. title in addition to the IC title.
Damn it. You've talked to me. You swayed my mind. Damn it. I like the Miz and Maurice, but god damn it, you're talking me into Zayn. Damn it.
Zayn is more exciting. Miz, I mean, really, it's like, I like Miz. I like Maurice. I think what they're doing is fantastic, but I think Miz without the belt is more entertaining.
Damn it. Yeah, I'll change my mind. Damn it. Change my mind. Go Zayn.
Zayn.
Sim went with Zayn. April went with the Miz. Damn, I was all set with... Oh, made some valid points. Alright, main event. Brock and Goldberg.
Brock.
It's going to be a battle. It's going to be two guys battling and beating the crap out of each other for 15 minutes. It's going to be a lot of fun to watch. They're going to have a lot of smoke and mirrors. Paul Heyman's going to probably take a spear.
Again.
But it ends with an F5. Straight in the middle of the ring. Brock gets his win back. Brock Lesnar. It's going to be fun. It's going to be better than it should be.
I think out of all the feuds, I think this will be okay. If anybody can kind of sort of match Brock, it's Goldberg. at least stand toe-to-toe with him. It's Goldberg, so you can actually have a legit fight on his hands. I mean, the problem is with Brock, some of the people they put him up against, you know, like Rollins and Ambrose, a couple of the other ones, they really can't, it's not realistic for them to stand toe-to-toe. And I wanted to make this point when we were talking about the Authors of Pain and TM61, is it's not realistic for TM61 to be able to beat the Authors of Pain. Just from size, just from sheer size, sheer weight, and brute force, there's no logical way. They could get lucky, and they could do it. But just straight up in a fight, you look at them, and it's like you're going to go with the Authors of Pain. Here, it's like you look at Goldberg, and you look at Brock. Brock is younger. Brock is in better shape. He's a trained fighter. Yeah. He's been, like, kicking ass for 3 years now. I get everybody has their day. Everybody beats, you know, Lesnar will fall eventually.
But not the Goldberg.
But not with Goldberg. I mean, this is it. This is Goldberg's last match.
I mean, he's already coming in hurt just by tossing a couple guys around Raw. I mean...
Yeah.
Matt and Chatham goes calling a shot, Taker shows up. No, not in this one.
Not in this one. Taker and Brock are done. If Taker shows up, he shows up in the elimination match. And it's after SmackDown loses, and Taker comes out, and he kills Ellsworth.
So there you go. Those are our picks. 8-Ball and Sim went with Brock Lesnar. There was no dispute there. So, you can go to facebook.com/groups/WildTalkRadioNetwork. You post your picks. You can tweet them at Wild Talk Radio, at Rack Radio Show. Send us your picks for Survivor Series and NXT TakeOver. But that will do it for the show. Wouldn't you say?
I would say so. Plug your stuff.
The reign begins Saturday night. The era of Jabber as El Presidente starts Saturday night midnight-ish on CB Radio. CB Radio Live on Facebook, Twitter.com. Thanks to everyone who voted in the CB Radio Party election. Awesome turnout. Amazing. Thank everyone for doing that. Hashtag blame Rob on a celebrity dies. Sunday at Russell Talk Radio, 11 p.m. Eastern, right after Survivor Series, recapping it all that evening with Tim Stein, Heartbreak Mike, and the Omega. Monday night at Raw Post Show, 11:10 p.m. Eastern, where we have everything goes down on the Fallout. This is where things get tricky. Okay, check out the Rack Extra Total Divas. Season 1, Episode 1 now available. Featuring Natalya. Episode 2 will be at some point. We haven't figured out the date yet. Lindsay's going away for Thanksgiving, so we're working out schedules.
Yes, for the Gobble Gobble Wobble Wobble Thanksgiving Spectacular.
That's where I was headed next. The Gobble Gobble Wobble Wobble Thanksgiving Spectacular will be available on Thanksgiving. So check that out. We're gonna review NXT and Survivor Series and have a little fun on the Gobble Gobble Wobble Wobble Thanksgiving Special. That will drop on Thanksgiving. The Rack Extra will be available probably
either Sunday or Monday next week.
Or two. Sunday. It's either gonna be available on Sunday or Wednesday, based on schedules. Because anyway, it doesn't matter. You're probably going to get two the following week. That's just probably how it's going to work out.
Yeah, because I'm going to be in a car. Can't record in the car, so.
Yeah, so.
Oh, we'll let you guys know.
Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Stitcher, iTunes, Google Play, search Rack Radio Show on all those devices. Subscribe to the YouTube channel, youtube.com/Rack Radio Show. You can find there all 5 days of content. Monday Mashup, Raw Redo Tuesdays, My Journey Wednesdays, Throwback Thursdays, and Fantasy Fridays. You can find there The Sims starting tomorrow. They're all timed out starting at 11 a.m. Half hour apart for Sims 4, Survivor Series, and NXT TakeOver. There will be a couple extra little special treats thrown in over the weekend celebrating Bill Goldberg. There's a lot of content there, so subscribe. YouTube.com/Rack Radio Show. We may do a live stream of some sort at some point as well. Check it all out. YouTube.com/Rack Radio Show. Follow it on Twitch. Twitch.tv/Rack Radio Show. At Wild Talk Radio, Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network.
You good?
Yeah. Got it all out. We're good.
You can follow me on Twitter at Linsward, LNSWRD, and go to my website, psychwarddesigns.com. If you like my artwork, if you'd like to view my artwork, it is available for your viewing pleasure at behance.net/Linsward, same as the Twitters. And we can't forget our very fine sponsors, Gerwick.net, TNAsylum.net, The Haven for TNA fans, and Wrestling Figure Photography, Instagram.com /MBG1211. So, huge shout out and thank you to TJ Omega for coming on this week. He will be back next week for the NXT Fallout, so you don't want to miss that if you're a fan of his. But for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will see you next week. Bye!
WildTalkRadio.com.